Welcome to the forum on your Tally Broadcasting Stations. I'm David Jenkins. Right now, I am pleased to be joined by Barb Mulch, who is a board member with the Hillsborough Library District. Barb, thank you so much for joining me today. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks.
We're going to be talking about the Hillsborough Library situation, and for those who don't know, the Hillsborough Library will be moving into a new building. It's currently located on School Street, I believe is the name of that street. I always get school and fairground mixed up, right? Current library is located on School Street, but you're in the process of moving into the old First Financial Bank building on Main Street. First of all, can you tell me a little bit about the background about moving into the new building? Why move into the new building?
Well, the process began before I was on the board. However, the current library really does not meet the needs of our community. The parking is very limited. It's in an area that's away from the center of town. But the big deal is that it's really not handicapped or universally accessible. There is a lift outside, but there's huge stone steps with a metal railing to get into the building. When you get in the building, it's cramped. There's not much space there. And to get down to the children's area is actually a very narrow staircase, and it's definitely not accessible to the downstairs.
So as we said, the library is going to be moving into the old First Financial Bank building, which is a really nice location right in the heart of Main Street.
Yeah, it's downtown. It's really at the end of Main Street, and there's a lot of exciting things going on in Hillsborough and Main Street. A lot of new businesses, shops, places to get food and drink. And the library will be initially, at least, on one floor. We do have a basement that will be accessible eventually, probably, but we're starting just with the first floor. The first floor itself is bigger than the entire, 33% bigger than the entire library currently. And there will be parking behind the library, and there will also be a handicap lot in front of the library on Main Street.
So you're currently looking into fundraising for the move into the new building. First of all, what are you doing for fundraising? And second, how are you applying those funds to the building?
Well, we do have some money, but not enough to build the entire new library or renovate the entire new library. We're trying to renovate it as inexpensively as possible, but still a good renovation.
Sure.
We have two fundraising committees. One is doing events. They've already done several events. They've done several trivia nights, and they're planning a 5K, and they're sort of doing a lot of event-type things. Then we have another branch of the fundraising committee that's really working on donations. And what we have done so far, we just had a kickoff party. It was very successful, but it was just to people that have given to the library previously. We plan on doing a mail write-in campaign, probably have another party that's for a larger group of people. We're talking to various businesses and the banks, trying to get donations and help. And another big part of this is we're applying for grants, any reasonable grant we can find. So we're going in a lot of different directions to try to get the money for this library.
We're talking with Barb Mulch, who is a Hillsborough Library board member. Do you have a projected date of when the doors are supposed to open at the new library building?
Probably we're going to reassess in about 3 to 4 months, because this capital fundraising has really just kicked in, okay? The reason there was a little delay is we are now a library district, and so we were elected. So some of the decisions we're making, we felt that should be from elected officials and not appointed people. So things have really kicked in since the April election. I do want to say one other thing and give a point to the Hillsborough High School Building and Trades Group, because they have been helping out also with the library right now. The building has been abated of asbestos. That was done professionally. But then there were a lot of other things that the high school trades group was able to do. So these people are also helping out and, you know, doing a lot of work that we would have otherwise had to pay for as volunteers.
And that's really something you'll be able to look back on years later and say, these high school students really put their mark on this building.
I think it's very exciting, and they're very excited about it. You know, they're really making a difference in the community, and they're very helpful.
And you've said there are some that may wonder, why a new library building? Because isn't it going to be empty? But that's not going to be the case.
Yeah. One of the questions is, we've shown the floor plan of the library, which is an open, exciting floor plan. I can go into that later, but, you know, people tend to say, a library? Are you kidding? You know, I was last in the library in 1965, okay? And, you know, libraries are not very exciting places, and only two people go to the library anymore. And I really got inspired by seeing my grandchildren's library in O'Fallon, Illinois, and some of these other libraries, and you go in, and there's just people are in and out. You know, there's just lots of people there. And the libraries of today are just not the same as the old libraries. And there's really two reasons for it: the library itself, and then programs and clubs that the library hold.
Yeah, well, I mean, like you said, the reasons to go to the library have definitely evolved over the years. Really, the general public needing access to computers is one huge reason for libraries to be available.
Exactly. You know, an example of if someone's trying to obtain a job, for example, the librarian can help them on the computer. If they don't have a computer at home, they can do a job education. Another example would be someone deciding to go to college online or take classes, for example, at UIS or Lincoln Land. The librarian would help them start the process of getting online and registering, and they would be able to use the computers in the library. And then also recreational learning. You know, any adult that really doesn't know how to use ebooks, or maybe wants interlibrary loans, or also wants to take a recreational class online. It's just really a place you can go and also get help if you're a little bit timid about getting started.
In the current library, there are not programs that are available that you do see the potential to become available once the new building opens.
Yes, you know, people love programs, and again, the current library is not universally accessible, especially the children's area. But, you know, the library can be used basically from birth to old age. And so, you know, examples of the kind of programs we do, like for babies, reading programs, lap time. There's Lego blocks that are big called Duplo blocks that you could use for babies and toddlers. For kids, sort of grade school age kids, summer reading clubs would be done, holiday-themed programs, superhero activities, princess activities, Harry Potter activities. We can also get into things like robotics club, slime, Lego game time, family game time at night. And we also want to focus on teens. We could have game or chess night for kids. Teenagers like to read graphic novels, movie night. For adults, there could be book clubs for men and women, creative book clubs for men, art programs, photo programs, genealogy programs, and for seniors and adults, things like how to get ebooks from the library and how to read them, how to use your iPad, Kindle, and iPhone. We'd love to do some healthy aging programs, and also we want to use guest lecturers in various areas to come use the library. So those aren't all set in stone, but we should be able to do a lot of interesting programs.
So the possibilities are numerous.
They're numerous. Yeah. And if you stop into some of these new libraries, you'll just be shocked at how much excitement there is in these new libraries.
Barb Mulch, library board member with the Hillsborough Library. Was there anything else you wanted to mention about the process of moving into the library, whether it's fundraising or whatnot, that we hadn't mentioned?
I would just say that we're moving quickly now, and we have a lot of people that are really invested in this and really moving forward. So I can't give you an exact date, but we definitely want to move forward quickly.
Absolutely. Barb Mulch, thank you so much for coming in and chatting with me today. Good luck with everything moving forward, because I know, as you said, there's a lot of work that's been done, but there's a lot of work to be done as well. So thanks again for coming in.
You're welcome.
And that's going to do it for this edition of The Forum. Be sure to tune in next time, but until then, this is David Jenkins saying so long.